When Lexi heard that Steve, a fellow workmate, was going to rent an RV for his best friend's bachelor party, her first question was, "Who's going to drive?" Not sure why that question popped out of her mouth, she was completely startled by Steve's response. As though an offering, Steve said he thought she'd be a great choice to do it. Caught up by the excitement, Lexi agreed to drive the bachelor party the following weekend. An unusual Monday morning, to say the least. Staring out onto the bay from the 35th floor of the San Francisco Transamerica Pyramid, Lexi, a 26-year-old headhunter for business executives, reviewed her inexplicable commitment. How exactly had she gotten herself into such a predicament? Was agreeing to drive an RV full of drunken men for a bachelor party really the best choice for her weekend? Well, she was going to find out. Lexi hadn't been behind a car wheel for almost 6 months. Her Fiat had been gathering cobwebs in the garage all that time. What made her think she could handle an RV? Considering the terrain might have been a good idea before accepting this chauffeuring job. Saturday night, she was going to have to navigate a 28-foot rig through the narrow streets, over cable car tracks, and up and down the hills of San Francisco. Not to mention the fact that she'd have to deal with a pack of inebriated men in the back doing God knows what. That evening, after two glasses of wine and a hit off a joint, Lexi decided to turn what seemed like a crazy and ridiculous idea into an exciting new adventure. I mean, why not? Tuesday morning, Steve came up with an additional task for Lexi that brought her some solace. Knowing she was into community theater, he asked her to do some acting. Before transporting his gang, he wanted her to play a hooker for the groom. When picking up the RV from Steve's home, she was to sneak into the back entrance of his house. In their back bedroom, Lexi was to pretend to have been hired to give the groom his last home run with another woman. The edgy wannabe actress inside jumped at the chance to perform an Oscar-worthy performance. That deal was easily agreed to with a handshake and the promise that actually having any kind of sexual encounter with the groom was not part of the deal. Lexi spent a good part of that week selecting her wardrobe for this very unusual acting assignment. Because she was a full-figured woman, she decided to wear the Trinidad fishnet garter dress with an additional two-piece geisha girl costume over it. With just the right amount of exposure, both pieces made her curvy, full figure appear sexy with a hint of slut. Lexi woke up Saturday morning, both excited and horrified. Steve called to tell her that everything was in place. He really wanted to make the groom nervous, so he wanted her to lay it on thick. And because playing roles was her favorite pastime, this was the part of her assignment she most looked forward to. Digging deep inside for the sexy hooker was thrilling enough to keep the driving part of her arrangement quietly on the back burner of her mind. By Saturday afternoon, Lexi had transformed herself into the necessary hot hooker for the part. Her thick shoulder-length chestnut-brown hair, her voluptuous figure along with a bit of overdone makeup, gave her the pieces to support her acting gig. How many business recruiters got an opportunity to do something like this? Ready, she backed her Fiat out of its cocoon on the hilly streets of the city by the bay. Cobwebs flew off as she sped south towards Steve's home in nearby Daly City. She was glad she had a distance to drive. It would serve a few purposes: to get her driving legs back on, as well as to give her time to run her line she'd written to deliver to her unsuspecting prey. Among the colorful exteriors in the neighborhood, the massive Winnebago easily marked Steve's house. He was out front waiting for her arrival. In surprise, his eyes widened as she slid out of the car. He smiled approvingly as he spied the outfit she had assembled. She looked completely different from her daily pantsuit he was used to. Smiling, Lexi was ready for her performance. She followed him around the house and up the back stairs to her designated bedroom. Steve left her to prepare and went to retrieve the groom. Lexi situated herself on the bed in what she thought was a seductive position and continued repeating her monologue in her head. Minutes later, while still posed provocatively on the bed, the door opened and a handsome and apprehensive 30-year-old man was shoved through the door. When he saw her lying prone on the bed with her provocative attire, she could see the sweat begin to form on his forehead. Lexi introduced herself and explained that she had been hired to relax him before going out with his friends. Still standing stiffly at the door, he awkwardly introduced himself. His name was Mark, and he wasn't exactly sure what was going on. He told her he was getting married in the morning and that he didn't think he could really do this. Trying to continue to stay in character, Lexi beckoned him to at least come sit next to her on the bed. Like an obedient boy, Mark did what he was told. She sat up and reached for his shoulders, explaining that receiving her massage might loosen him up and possibly change his mind. She began rubbing his neck. Obviously uncomfortable, Lexi continued delivering the monologue. She thought it was the best performance she'd given in a long time. Mark, unable to appreciate it, sat frozen on the edge of the bed. When she got to the part about all the things she wanted to do to his body, her hands began to wander down his back. It was at this point that Steve and three other bachelors opened the door and yelled, "Surprise!" Mark began breathing again, and secretly Lexi was glad because her monologue had just come to an end. The guys all laughed and thanked her. Mark jumped up off the bed as though she had the measles. She totally understood and was actually flattered that he believed she was a girl for hire. Lexi was sure her acting teacher would have given her an A. After the masquerade was over, Steve and Lexi headed out to the rig. It was huge! Steve showed her all the switches and then left her to get set up. Holy crap! After about 10 minutes alone in the Winnie, Lexi took a deep breath and told herself she was ready. The five men, who were already enjoying their fine scotch, piled into the back. Steve then told her that two guys were flying in. Their first stop would be the San Francisco airport. Shit! She was going to have to drive this monstrosity through the passenger pickup, too? Now it was her turn to sweat. She turned the key, stepped on the gas, and pulled away from the curb. On the drive, the guys started talking about what they were going to do once they picked up their buddies. No one had any idea. Luckily for them, Lexi was familiar with the San Francisco nightlife and had heard about several entertaining spots that groups of straight guys might enjoy. She just hadn't been inside any of them. Was this going to be her chance to be a fly on the wall? She sure hoped so. Stay tuned for part 2 next week, when Lexi accompanies the bachelors into one of the city's most renowned strip clubs.